The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Caoimhe Butterley is with me. Caoimhe was one of the organisers of the Global Summit Flotilla. She was on the flotilla's legal boat and is currently at Athens Airport, where some of those Irish who were part of the flotilla and were detained in Israel have made their way to. That's where they've been deported to, more accurately. Caoimhe, how is everyone?
Hello, good evening. There's actually 170 participants from a variety of different countries that have been deported to Athens tonight. People are very tired and I'd say quite shell-shocked, but are otherwise in good spirits. They've been out of communication with their families for the last few days, so understandably are concerned about the anxiety and worry of those back home who have had no clear news about their welfare over the last few days. So people are borrowing the one telephone that is in circulation, calling loved ones, sifting through, unfortunately, vandalized belongings, and yeah, just trying to get orientation.
And what have they been saying, if anything, Caoimhe, about the conditions of their detention?
The overwhelming sort of feedback has been that there was physical abuse, particularly focused on men. There are accounts of men having their heads smashed against concrete walls, people being held in stress positions for over 24 hours, kneeling with their hands sort of cuffed behind them in the sun, not being allowed to drink water. And in a few cases, that was for over 24 hours. And when they requested it, were told to drink toilet water. There's also been accounts from a lot of the women of punitive behavior when they would ask, you know, for access to toilets, etc. And I wasn't going to mention this, but I think I will, just because I think it's an indication of, in a way, the very vindictive treatment of a lot of, you know, these quite young humanitarians, amongst them Greta Thunberg, whose suitcase I just saw with her, and in which it's graffitied with Greta Whore. And this is a 22-year-old climate justice activist who has really walked the talk in the sense of calling for an end to the impunity, you know, that has been a demarcator of this genocide. And there is a slogan that so many of them, you know, continue to use, and that we, as a broader movement, continue to use, that is, when global political institutions fail, the people sail. And what I'm seeing here is 170 very tired people in prison garb, in gray sweatsuits and t-shirts, but who are very aware, you know, that if not them, sort of who, and that now is the time for real action, and enough, you know, to live stream massacre of children.
And it sounds then, Caoimhe, despite the fact that they've only just touched back down on European soil and they're kind of scrambling to get in touch with families and everything, that there's still a degree of resilience there amongst everybody.
There is. But I would say there's a bit of a spectrum in terms of what I'm observing. There is most definitely strength and conviction. And there are some young people that I'm also sort of hugging and standing by who yeah, just look quite disorientated. And I think that's the thing of a prison experience, you know, in which they were made to sort of stay outside in sunlight. And then many of them engaged in a symbolic hunger strike or prolonged fast. So for some, this is the first time that they've eaten in the last few days. But yes, I mean, there is the conviction, I think, in, you know, the justice of what this movement and so many others are really trying to do is intact. But I would say, you know, that the behavior or the treatment of them was quite intentional in terms of trying to set a precedent that might deter other people from taking similar action. And from what I've heard from everybody here, that won't. But people definitely need some days just to rest. And I think we receive back into the support of families and wider communities.
And Caoimhe, this maybe sounds like a silly question, like I'm asking about kind of housekeeping issues, despite the context of everything that's happening. Has everybody the means to get home to where they need to go?
Yes, the Irish consular staff here has been amazingly supportive. So the Irish ambassador here actually was at the airport until a few minutes ago. They booked hotels. They have medical personnel, psychosocial support. So there's psychologists as well that are sort of on call. The Irish embassy has definitely showed up, you know, in a way that unfortunately a few other embassies haven't. So there's a few delegations here that are sort of being left to their own devices, but other delegations who have arrived with Levantine support with telephones and means to book them tickets home are in the process of doing so.
Cuiva, listen, we appreciate you taking the time because I know you're busy there. You're chiefly in amongst it, helping to organise this. So thank you. Cuiva Butterley, who's one of the organisers of this flotilla. She was on the legal boat that was accompanying them from the airport in Athens.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.